When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
What up, Mom? Put down that coffee and grab a wine. Get ready for another episode of Nursing and Cursing, a parenting podcast that covers more shit than your baby's full diaper.
I'm Kate. I'm a stay-at-home mom of three in Brooklyn, New York. I'm trying to figure out whether I should go back to work, have another baby, or spend the rest of my life waiting for my fresh direct order.
Hey, I'm Christine, a video editor and a mom of two living in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Allie here, podcasting up in the mountains in South Kona, Hawaii. I work as a real estate agent and a mom of two boys.
Hey, I'm Molly. I'm a teacher raising two kids in St. Augustine, Florida.
And I'm Sarah, a new mom to one sweet babe living in Brooklyn, New York.
Between five busy households, it's a miracle we make it on the mic at all. But trust me, we need this as much as you do.
Hey, everybody, we're back. This is Nursing and Cursing. Hi, girls.
Hi.
Oh, I missed you this week. We don't have Critty on the mic tonight.
No.
We're missing her from afar. She's on a little trip. So this week we are talking about doing too much for your kids, doing everything for your kids.
Yep. Mm.
Yes.
Like how it seems like you're helping them in the moment, but what's really happening?
Okay, Molly, did you know there's a term for this?
Oh, God, give it to
Let's
me.
Let's hear it.
Snowplow parents.
Snowplow.
Oh, yeah.
What is this?
Paving the way.
You're literally in front of your kids preparing the path with a snowplow. Right. You're removing every obstacle. Actually, I don't know if that's exactly the same as doing everything for them, but 100 definitely some overlap.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. That it's in the same category. I mean, okay, so I'm an elementary school teacher and I see this all the time and it's bad. The culture right now is these kids are walking in empty-handed and their parents are shuffling in behind them with the lunch and the water bottle and the this and the that and the homework and putting each item away for the kid. I'm like, no, that's not helping them.
I love your teacher perspective on this.
Oh, it's so bad right now, too. I feel like, and I've talked to more, you know, veteran teachers who are like, oh, it's gotten worse. It's gotten worse. So even if your kid is in preschool, I feel like they should be carrying their shit and putting it away. So that's my teacher self talking. Then I can put my mom hat on.
Well, I just can't imagine being the mom to the kid who refuses to put anything away.
It's not
Is it like
kid.
Refusing? Right. No. I think
the
it's
kid's
like,
not refusing. The parents just
they
do
just
it.
Don't know.
Mm-hmm. It's like a lifestyle you fall into. I feel like I've been all over the map. I've let my kids fail spectacularly and stayed way back. And I 100% have had plenty of times when I've done too much for my kid.
Yeah, and Sarah, it's definitely not the kid. Like, so now I have my parent hat on. You're going to hear a whole different story.
Please let it, Molly, I hope you do this whole episode by letting us know every time you say something, which hat you're wearing.
I'm getting really confused.
Yeah. Okay, but truly.
I have my bitch hat on right now. Go ahead.
No, you always have your bitch hat on.
Oh, burn!
Oh, girl, burn. I'm just joking.
Where's the sound effect? Okay, go ahead. Sorry, Molly.
Critty will edit them in later. So, right. So, like, I have a lot to say in the classroom. So now as a parent, I'm a working parent, Sarah. I'm often late. it is way easier for me, because it's not the kid is what I'm saying. It's okay. Way easier for me to hold the shit and quickly slide it in the cubby, throw everything over here and there. Way easier. It's so much faster. Yes. Sitting there and waiting for him to like schlep around the room. You need an extra 12 minutes.
It's a privilege.
It honestly does. It comes down to being early enough. And it really, time has a lot to do with it.
It's really, I was going to say, I think a lot of doing everything for your kid. I mean, this conversation is such a, it's such a minefield, because I'm really reluctant to, I feel like, God, this is just one more angle where moms are fucking doing their best and getting shit on for doing too much for your kid. Like, there's just no way that a mom can ever get it right. This conversation just reminds me of that.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. But I do feel like we're like sort of parenting in reaction to how we were parented. And I know that none of us had Sarah, maybe Dot, but I mean, I definitely did not have a parent who put my shit in my cubby or really showed up for anything. Or I mean, anything like that for me.
I'll tell you what happens to the kid whose parent does everything for them. Which
are you using the I? Are you speaking?
Is that you?
That's me. Place? That was me. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Great.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Excellent. Great.
Go ahead.
Dorothy, my mother, did absolutely everything for me. Like she taught me how to, she taught me how to do book reports, but then like also she would sort of do them with me.
Amazing.
And would like show me how to make like reference cards on your index cards with your references and have those set with numbers on, you know, like she did a lot of stuff for me, but also like did the dishes, did all the cooking. And so then when I got to college, I had no idea how to make any food. So I was just eating peanut butter and banana sandwiches on repeat all day. And then one time when I like really wanted to make spaghetti, I was just like asking my roommates, like, is this pot okay? Can I make spaghetti in here? And wow, they just really ripped into me.
Was Pretty one of your roommates?
Yeah, Chrissy and Becky.
Okay.
Hey guys, Sarah here with a quick sponsor break. You know what I love? Wednesday, my cat. I think we all love her just a little bit. But you know what I don't love is cleaning up her litter box. That's why Arm & Hammer created new Cloud Control Litter. There's no cloud of nasties when I scoop. It's 100% dust-free, free of heavy perfumes, and helps reduce airborne dander from scooping. So what happens in the litter box stays in the litter box. New Cloud Control Cat Litter by Arm & Hammer. More power to you.
You also got a PhD. I want to say, like, you also got a PhD. So whatever she did with your book reports, I feel like...
Well, that's right.
Really,
the reference cards took you so far
shit.
In this life.
In the end, Sarah went the farthest. Okay. Shit.
Oh my God.
Oh, I know. Sarah, when you were like,
I remember judging your mom and thinking, you know what? Sarah's got a real mom. And then the rest of us, we don't have real moms. She's the type where if she forgot her toothbrush at the sleepover, Dorothy would drive it over. And we'd be like, she's so nice, you know? And she'd bring a tin of cookies with it.
100%, Sarah. I filed your mom under real mom, and the rest of us just had fucking some fake ass grown-ups just trying to make it work.
Right. I think by the time we were in fourth grade, Molly, it was like, make your own fucking brown bag lunch.
Right.
You know?
Guaranteed.
Right.
And house chores. That's a good one because.
Yeah, house chores is a great one. Because the reason that you do everything for your kid, not you specifically, but the reason that it is tempting for any mom to do, or any parent to do everything for their kid at home, is because you just fucking want it done now, and you want it done right, and you don't want a 20-minute convo about it, and you don't want to have to come back and do it. And it's like, you don't want to watch them do it wrong, have to grit your teeth, and have to fucking come back 20 minutes later and do it right. In the moment, it seems like it would be better just to do it yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Time saver.
I mean, this could go the continuum for this type of parenting of, like, you know, just being a little bit overbearing to completely taking over the kids' lives and totally not letting them make a single mistake for themselves so they never learn lessons. You know, it can go so far. You can really take it to the extreme.
I think a lot of it actually does come from the pressure on moms to be perfect or to appear perfect, like, mm-hmm. or to appear like you have it all together. So, like, I don't know if it, I mean, obviously this is not a new concept that your kids are like a reflection of how you are, but I definitely feel like, you know, if your house is trashed, can you throw up your hands and be like, oh, we're teaching everybody how to do their own chores? Or, like, you know, if your kid straggles in without its homework, like, I don't know, as a mom, I feel like, fuck, that just makes me look bad.
Right, for
sure. And what are people thinking about me?
Exactly.
But you could say, I'm teaching a deeper life lesson here. It goes way beyond the homework. And we've talked about it before. Like, you want to put in the work later or have your kid play catch up and have to put in the work later or struggle with them and fight with them at teenagers to show them how to put a load of laundry in? Or do we want to put in the work now and have it set up? And I am so guilty, you guys. My kids are really shitty about chores. I have to remember to have them do chores outside of, like, clean up your room. You know, or it's about it. I mean, yeah. Phoenix should basically be washing dishes at this point. He's not. I haven't taught him how to wash dishes. I need a stool.
That's
my excuse.
Allie, I think we're all in this boat.
Mm. Definitely.
I mean, I'm working on it, but I have other people. This one woman I know, she has a lot more kids than me, and was asking her, they're like, got chores on schedules and clockwork. It's clockwork the way the house works.
Okay. I think people with more kids do so much better. Just from, this is like anecdotal, I feel like people with more kids, and I'm going to classify a lot of kids as being more than I have. So let's just say a lot of kids is four
or more.
Honestly feel like people with four or more kids, and I'd be interested if our listeners want to give us some feedback and tell me I'm an idiot. They are so much better at this because necessity, like, you cannot do every single thing for four children or five children or six children. They have to take responsibility for themselves.
Yes. I was having lunch with my girlfriends recently, and five kids, and she was explaining the chores, and, like, the chores are even things like scrubbing the bathroom. And I'm like, dang, it's never been. I would never think that my kid could do that, but
hang on. How old was the kid scrubbing the bathroom?
I don't know exactly.
But I definitely did that.
Like 10, maybe, Molly?
Yeah, around there, mm-hmm. Allie. Around there. Okay. But then she's got a whole age range of kids. And then she said she puts a list on the wall. It's outside of the actual chores. There's a list on the wall where you can get like bonus chore money for things like cleaning out the van.
Wow.
So if you want to make a couple bucks, you can be like, oh, I'm going to hit that.
Great.
She's got it. She should write a book.
She's got
it's
it
really
unlocked.
Great.
But
I also have to also, say,
it's hard to do that. It's hard to make a chore. I'm just going to say, like, for me, just seeing my own shortcomings, it'd be really hard for me to make a chore list and stay on top of it. That takes another kind of energy.
I think
you
gotta start
one more thing. It's not just making the list. It's
a follow through.
Yeah, it's a follow through. It's a commitment to a lifestyle of keeping it up, mentioning it, somehow making it look fun or enticing them so that it's something they actually want to do. There's so much to that.
Allowances involved. I'm not home often enough, guys. That sounds weird. But I'm honestly, as a family, I feel like we're not home that often. That's so stupid. But I would have to be like,
whole, it's not fun for them. Yeah, it's not fun for us either when we grow up. It's part of life. And they may not give allowance. A lot of homes don't give allowance. Because it's more of like this, Yeah, so there was a TED talk. There's a TED talk. There's a TED talk about chores. Look it up. It will kind of blow your mind. But yeah, I'm going to look that up this weekend and see if I can do this.
I mean, the way that we do chores is like, I mean, definitely I will come clean. Like, it's never really crossed my mind that I could ask my 11-year-old son to scrub out the toilet. But this conversation is blowing my mind because I'm like, why not? It's a pretty simple job.
Of course.
And if you, he does, if you start him early and it's he like, does, this is...
Right, amazing. This is just our life. He does way harder things all the time. And actually, to tell you the truth, like, he would not be excited, but I don't think I'd get as much pushback as I am telling myself I would get. I mean, he'd probably be like, that sucks. Okay. Like,
what's your favorite chore that you guys have your kids do?
Okay, so putting away toys, I always tell my kids, you can do it or I can do it. And this is one thing I feel like we actually do well. I'm like, if you do it, you'll probably keep the toys. If I do it, you probably won't. They're probably all going to get thrown out.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids know that I'm serious about that because I'm, as we've discussed, I have a zero tolerance policy to my kids' belongings.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You fuck it up. They're out of here. You never see them again.
So they're very good at putting their toys away. That's your favorite?
They're okay, like if I say
good
at
it,
they'll do it. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of mine.
You know what sucks? Edie does, my oldest girl does. It sucks to see this about our family, but my oldest daughter is at my heel helping me keep things running, and that's shitty. I'm like, oh, that sucks. She's the one that will take the initiative to tidy things up when she knows that that's what I want. It's a bummer, really. I wish I got to think about that.
I don't think so. I don't think that that's a bummer. But I think she wants to help and she's helping.
But I know, she's comparing it to her son.
Who's 3 years older, right. And I'm seeing that there's something in the air.
Innate in the woman or something in the air or no, yeah, there's like
it's coming from me. It's coming from me. Like I'm sending the vibe that I'm sending the vibe that I don't expect it from him. I don't know how I'm doing it, but I definitely am.
Mm-hmm.
It's now time for a quick sponsor break. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? Personally, I have struggled with managing anxiety and stress. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 24 hours, you guys. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's counselor network, which may not be locally available in many areas, including mine. It's really difficult to find that right match here on an island. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You get timely responses. They're thoughtful. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you don't ever have to drive to an office and sit in a waiting room. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so they can make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling. And get this, you guys, financial aid is available. Visit betterhelp.com/nail and join the over 500,000 people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. For Nursing and Cursing listeners, get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/nail. Thank you, guys.
My 5-year-old's been asking like what he can do more of because he's in that phase where it seems fun to him. So he's starting to take the trash out, but he needs help. I'm like, but I can say things like go run out on the street and bring the recycling bins in. But I live in a neighborhood where I've got a good view of other people's lawns and the teenage boys are all over the place mowing their own lawns. I'm going to make both my kids mow my lawn. I cannot wait.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great one.
Oh yeah, we'll have the boys out weed whipping when we can. I wish they made them in kid sizes; they'd already be doing it. But
weed whipping.
What the fuck is weed whipping?
Whipping or whacking?
Either way, it's just a different word for it. Weed whacking. You guys know what a weed whacker is? It's like wow, Kate, you do. Just look it up, honey. It's a machine.
Okay,
it's like mowing the grass,
Yeah, weed whacker.
A weed whacker.
You know what that is?
Gotcha. I'm with you.
Leo is mopping the floors. He's good at it. He likes it. That's his.
Phoenix is
making my bed. I can always ask him, will you make mom and dad's bed, please, honey? And he's usually will do it.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, so you guys could try that one.
Yeah. I make my son make his own bed, but he's shitty at it.
Okay, but to take this conversation past chores, like what about... We're like stuck in the chore zone, but about things like when we talked about this topic, I immediately thought about things like when your kid forgets their project, taking it to school for them. When you ask your kid to do something and they don't do it, you just fill in that gap for them and there's no consequence that they didn't complete the action themselves.
Right. Tying your shoes is what I thought of. Tying your shoes.
Uh-huh.
Like, how long is this going to go on? And then like the culture of like all these different shoe choices that are Velcro.
Oh my God, shoe culture. We need another shoe culture.
That's really such a good one.
Shoe culture.
Rubber slippers.
Right. You got your kid in
shock. I've taken this topic into a total and kind of a different way. I have just been thinking so much about parenting philosophies and doing everything for my kid for me feels like I'm going to create the most amazing environment and have the like best, most evidence-based parenting philosophy that like what I'm just going to allow her to be the best version of herself, you know? And so I am like reading books and talking to my therapist about parenting and
the way I
took this topic was like she consumes me, like it's not just, you know, whether or not she puts away her toys, but also like I'm always thinking of ways that I'm going to
enrich her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like think like I constantly thinking about like I better make sure that I teach her about blah blah blah. She's only two, which is ridiculous. But
this could go so far. We did it on the education episode. Like that was ridiculous. What we do and how we feel and what the things that we do to pull off a good education for them.
Mm-hmm.
That is, in a way, paving the path when it probably is a little bit unnecessary. I mean, I hate to say that. We're all doing our best. And I'm one of them. But our parents didn't do that shit.
No. Also, everything for your kids, managing their friendships. Their conflicts. Like
the conflicts. Ooh, that gets hard.
Yeah. I'm certain. Yeah.
I mean... Jeremy and I both like, so while I was in sixth grade and we just kind of decided that our priority for the first year of middle school for him had nothing to do with academics. Like our priorities for him just between the two of us were, like some personal maturity and, taking responsibility for his own shit, his friendships, his social stuff and his school stuff. Meaning like we really have been, and it's been an exercise of like sitting on my hands sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
He'll tell me like, I have a science test on Friday. And then like, I bite my tongue not to remind him all week, you know?
That's hard. What does that sound?
Somebody's partying really hard.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me get under the blanket.
But it's hard because you don't ever want for me, it's really hard because what you're working for in the long term hurts in the short term. You know, seeing your kid's project on the table as they get in the car and they don't have it, you're like, okay.
Yeah, totally. And I think the bottom line is, like Allie said, they're going to have to learn it sometime. So it's either going to be under your roof.
Right.
Right.
Or outside of your house, like Sarah with the cooking.
Like, Right.
Like spaghetti.
And when it comes to parents who do make their kids scrub toilets and whatnot, like, what kind of a person do you want your kid to be?
A toilet and scrubber.
I want mine to be a toilet scrubber.
Heck yeah. You want them to have grit. You want them to have resilience. You want them to, like, make mistakes and have the wherewithal and the, you know, trust in themselves that they are going to be able to get through it, whatever it was that happened.
I mean, this is why, like, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, all good. Yeah, it's just so much harder in real life than it is, like, wrapping
it up. It's so fucking hard.
It really is.
Let go.
Well, because you're really you're really trying to prepare your kid for life without you. You're trying to prepare your kid for life without you, but that's not what parenting doesn't feel like that. That doesn't feel like what parenting is.
No, that's what it's supposed to be, right? Like,
right, but it does not.
Them out.
But day to day, year after year, you don't feel like that's what you're doing. You feel like you're trying to show somebody love, and it's hard to figure out when those two things are the same and whatever. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. All right. Nailing it. Who's nailing it this week?
I'll tell you who's failing it.
Fucking flatliner.
And like, it's not me, it's her. It's fucking Wednesday. She's at it again.
Oh.
When does she get her own sound effect?
Wow.
Or
wow, wow, wow. Right now she's asleep in Francis's car seat. It's so cute, but what the fuck? She's such a bitch. She's pooping on the floor again, everybody. She's
pooping on the floor. Okay.
That's an improvement on the kitchen counter.
True.
That was never her deal. She always poops on the floor. She poops in the middle of the floor so that there's, like, if you wake up in the middle of the night, you're going to step in.
Oh, God.
It's like, I feel like it's a cry for help. You know, she wants somebody to notice. But
what's
like,
worse, stepping on a Lego or stepping in Wednesday's cat shit middle of the night?
Lego. Well, you guys saw what I stepped on the other morning. Nice furry part of a rat. I was like, what is that? It was so squishy and furry under me. And it was under my barefoot heel. I picked it up and looked closely. I was like, oh, God, that's miscellaneous rat part.
Miscellaneous rat part. Goodbye. Good night. And I'm done. Bye.
Bye. I was a fuck.
Thank you.
My cats.
Okay, so I'm wondering, do I have a nail, everybody?
You're going away.
Oh, sure. Yeah. That's pretty good. I'm going on another trip. See, my
fail. Your fail is it's 11:30 p.m. and you're not packed yet.
Yeah.
For a 6:30 a.m. flight.
Yeah.
Okay.
PMS. It's a bitch. I don't know.
It's such a bitch. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I guess that's my fail, PMS. My friend and I took our kids, combined 7 kids, to the beach last week when they didn't have school. And I was just so fucking mean to my kids the whole ride over there. And I was like sweating. I was in such a bad mood and we were there. And 7 kids at the beach. So like, it was just such a shit show. I mean, it was a nice day, but my head was not in it. My friend was like, are you okay? I was like, no, I don't know what the fuck is going on right now. Why am I so surprised every month? And right when I was like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Like trying to stop Mavis from like drowning herself. Started my period. I was like, why? At the beach with 7 kids? Like, why? Why? Why?
Always. Always.
Always. And when I told Jeremy, he was like, that's so typical. He was like, remember, it's always like at the airport or when you're like in your bathing suit. I was like, it's true.
Yeah. Anyway. Last month I was on my way to the springs.
Yeah.
And I was just like, praying like it's gonna leak down the side of my leg. I'm sure of it, like a teenage girl. Like,
okay. I had to teach Molly how to do period in a bathing suit last month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
Yeah. I mean, the photos that Molly shared with us from that day.
Okay.
I wish we could put them on blast.
What am I looking at? Okay.
You know your thread is tight when you're... Okay.
Okay. Molly?
Yes.
Got one?
Yeah, I have... Actually, yeah, my fail is just, you know, like a normal mom moment tonight. My son's just... He's just riding on my last nerve. He's uh-huh. just so mean. He can be so mean to me. And then he can be so loving. But when he's mean, he's just nasty. And I don't know where it came from. He is five. I mean, come on. And this week he said to me, I said something like, oh, well, we're not doing that until we pick up your toys. And he just said, literally? And just walked out of the room.
Wow. Like,
literally? What?
Literally?
My fail is that tonight he's like asking for food at bedtime. And I said no. And he started sobbing. And I ended up slamming the door on him. Not on him, but, you know, slamming the door of his room. Which I don't even close it when I put him to bed. So that was really mean. And then it was weird. It was like the internet was speaking to me. I stumbled upon an article. I was not even searching, but an article about
child abuse.
Are you a mean mom? Are you an angry mom?
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
And the triggers of it. And like remembering that, like, the number one tip was don't take it personally.
Molly, please tell me that you were looking at your phone and you were like,
literally. Oh, don't take it personally. So yeah, that's like the key, remembering, oh right, this is just a kid who's tired and maybe hungry because he barely ate his dinner.
It's not the child, the childhood.
So my nail is that my daughter is just peeing and pooping on the potty like a pro. It's the real nail of it is when she finishes every time, she's like, I got a gummy. And I'm like, yay. And then she never collects the gummy. She celebrates that she earned a gummy. And I never get them to. I don't even have gummies.
That's so brilliant. What a little angel heart. I could die.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I didn't come up with one. I do have a fail that happened this week, and I guess I'll just share it because I'm remembering it. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're good, baby.
Okay. So I don't know. Last week, did I tell you guys that we hosted a talent show?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you told the
listeners.
I don't
remember if I told the listeners. Okay. So I hosted a fundraiser. It was a community talent show for all ages, mostly kids, and it was really good. Oh yeah, remember Conachella or something, Molly?
Yes, right.
Conachella, awesome.
So we we tent the lawn. We have these 20 by 30 foot tents. We put two of them up, these big white tents on the lawn, and that is where the audience goes. And the week, or about 5 days following the talent show, we had another fundraiser to pull off this past weekend. So my friend and I was like, all right, we take the tents down. We got to do it all over again. It's going to be so exhausting, but they're back-to-back weekends. And she and my husband were like, what are you talking about? These are outdoor tents. People buy these. They set them up as garages. You leave it up for the week. Why are you going to do all that work? And I was like, what? I didn't even think of that. Okay. Wow. Are you sure? I guess you're right.
What happened?
Monday evening rolls around. Guys, we are in the middle of rainy season here. I mean, dumping. And we did make a plan. We'll go twice a day and just boop, boop to the top of the tent, whoever's there, and just let the water flow off because it's right in the neighborhood. We'll stop by one of us. And I got a call and my friend was basically in tears, like, it's bad. It's really, really bad. You need to come down here now. We thought it would be a brilliant idea. The tarp completely ripped. It ripped a whole board off the building. The metal poles bent in all directions, just collapsed.
I'm tumbled. Blaming this on Pete. Okay.
So I had to.
Okay. So you lost your 10.
Take him down anyway. Take him down anyway and troubleshoot new fucking tents for the week. Oh my God.
Oh my God. No.
Hawaii problems.
Sorry, that was boring. It probably was a little bit boring, but when, I mean, trying to laugh, it was a nightmare. Like your worst nightmare when you roll up.
Yeah. Absolutely, Allie. That's awful.
This one was definitely Pete's fault.
Yeah. Blame it on your husband.
Blame it on the hubby. Yeah.
He took the blame, actually. Oh, he fully took the right. He came and took it down, whatever.
Next time, just have your kids do it. Teach them a lesson.
Exactly.
All right, you guys. Well, it's been real. It's been great. We will see you guys next week.
You guys, tell your friends about the podcast. We love to have new listeners. We love new comments on our posts. We love to hear from you.
Yes.
We love moms.
We love fresh hate mail. Just kidding.
Yep. We love it all.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Positive. I mean, we just want the truth. We want the truth to come out.
Can't handle it. Okay.
Thank you, guys.
All right, guys. Have a great night.
Okay, that's it for now. We'll see you next week for another Nursing and Cursing, where sleep is more valuable than fast, hard cash.